on the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Today's Back Time will make you the Ken Jennings of the water cooler, as your knowledge of those amazing facts will put your workmates in trivia jeopardy for August 25th. 1916 went green as the National Park Service was established as part of the U.S. Department of Interior. It was reported by a 1992 researching journal that cigarette smoking significantly increased the risk of developing cataracts. And a 1998 survey released said that one-third of Americans use the Internet. That's Back Time for August 25th. This is your announcer speaking.
It's the Onion Radio News. An absent-minded professor says the cure for cancer is around here somewhere. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Johns Hopkins University professor Humbert E. Huggins revealed today that after decades of research, he has discovered a 100% infallible cure for cancer, and that he is reasonably certain it is somewhere in his Baltimore, Maryland home.
This is possibly the greatest medical breakthrough in history, and it's also quite possibly somewhere in a box in the dining room table or in the basement someplace. Then again, I could have set it down in the garage.
The formula for the cure is said to require easily available materials, costing only pennies, and could eradicate the dreaded disease by the end of the year, if it turns up somewhere. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Figure Skating Costume Designer.
Mr. Figure Skating Costume Designer.
These athletic men have trained for years, practiced every move. Now, it's up to you to make them look like they were caught in an explosion at a sequin factory.
They look like secret envoys.
Yes, before they go for the gold, you go for the glitter. Sprinkle it on ruffles and sew it to polyester for a look that says, "Beat me up, hockey players."
It's the Olympics, it's not.
Even the French judge thinks it's ugly.
It's the one time we agree with them, yeah.
So the next time you see a male skater who looks like a cross between a bellhop, a bullfighter, and a burlesque dancer, give the gold medal for gaudiness to Mr. Figure Skating Costume Designer, a real American hero.
Mr. Figure Skating Costume Designer.
At least they keep raising the hemlines on the women's outfits.
Just found the home of irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning to Monday, August 25th.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Oh, Susie's here. You just made it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Thought I was going to have to start this all by myself today.
Have I let you down so far?
No, I know. I'm kidding. I'm not underestimating you by any means.
You didn't even think I would make it back from Vegas on Saturday, did you?
No, that was a surprise. That was a big surprise.
Your being there was also a surprise.
Yeah. And we're talking, of course, which is probably what we're going to talk mostly about, is the Go Topless Parade
in Venice.
In Venice on Saturday.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is, you know what we didn't find out later, or what I found out later, is you know how many of them had the pendants?
The necklace.
Yes, with the Star of David and a swastika in the middle. Well, I found out what that means.
What does it mean?
These people are Raelians.
Oh.
Okay, and we did. Somebody did mention something about this.
The Franz parade. The Franz did a little bit.
Well, yeah, but we found out about it from those people, from them.
Okay.
And then we were talking about it, right? But, yeah, and I did get to meet your boyfriend, which was nice. He's everything you described and more.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, he let you borrow a couple of bottle caps.
Yes, for my nipples. I was the only one that had a different kind of pasties on. Everyone else had the fake nipple glued on, and I just went straight for the beer bottle.
Yeah,
tops.
Yeah. They had those rubber nipples that they were like cutting around and adjusting to the size of women's nipples.
I didn't really like those. I just love my nipple so much. I really decided that, you know, if I'm not going to show my actual nipple, I would rather just go with something completely different.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but it was funny because all the women seemed like they're really. They have like nice nipples and mm-hmm. you know, sticking out and everything, and they were all fake. But you could see the breast very well. And the thing is that this thing turned out to be exactly what I thought, and that's just a bunch of horny men
gawking,
right? And the women were mostly dogs, you know. Except I think you and the girl from Playboy Radio,
Andrea Lowell,
right?
Yeah,
were the cutest ones there by far. Everybody else was just a dog. I mean, you know, don't you think?
I thought Nadine was really
actually,
beautiful.
Nadine and Laura were pretty.
And her friend Laura. And there was another girl, the one actually that you were talking to about the necklace.
That's right.
I
the
thought
blonde
she was
girl.
Beautiful too.
You know, in the picture, she turned out to be just looking just like Gwen. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
Yeah, she looked just like her.
Oh, I'll have to check those out. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Actually, yesterday I was going on a bike ride down the Santa Monica bike path, headed down to the rings, and I saw the one I was trying to tell you, I thought it was a man, and you're like, no, it's a woman.
Yes,
and I was
yes.
like, no, it's got to be like a she-man. And you were like, no, she's just been around the block like 2 million times.
Yeah, she looked like she'd been through a lot, this woman.
But I saw her in the exact same outfit, like plus a shirt, like stumbling down the boardwalk like mid-afternoon yesterday in her same pink boots.
Yeah.
So I was wondering where she came from or what she had been doing for.
I don't know, but to describe her, I mean, she had this like filthy, messy hair. Orange makeup.
Orange, like, totally orange.
All over the place. She was fat and tall. She was just big.
She had very nice legs, though. Long legs.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh.
You couldn't get past it, though.
It's not so much long legs as her ass was really high on her back. That's what it was.
We're both going to hell. At least we're going to have fun, right?
Yeah. And then she had big boobs, but they looked...
they were awful. Oh, God.
Yeah,
they were saggy, massive.
But it was a terrible boob job, too.
Was that a boob job?
Yeah, you could tell because they're not even, you know? It's like there's bumps on them. And you can tell right away.
I didn't want to look that closely. And then she was the one that was, you know, right before the march began, you know, she had her shirt completely down and those massive things flopping around. And she was yelling out, I have to wear a bra to work. It's not fair that I can't go to work like this. And I was like, oh, my God.
Could you imagine if she had to go to work like that?
Could you imagine, like, your employees, like, having to look at that shit all day? Oh, my God. I would vomit. I would. And, you know, I don't know. I was there for the cause because I really do think it is like it's a good cause when it comes down to equality and equal rights. And if men can do that, women should be able to as well.
Right.
There's nothing obscene about my boobs, but hers were just obscene.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
And that's the thing. But, I mean, there were many. And if you recall, all the people, I mean, women that wanted to go topless, they were going behind the sign there and taking off their shirts. And
where
bras.
Your son was stationed.
And, yes, and when we were all stationed there. I mean, guys with fucking cameras, video cameras, starting to fight for a spot. I mean, this guy really started to irk me there. He was like, you know, he started really messing with me. And in the end, it ended up with a fuck you from his side.
Really?
And I figured that's probably... I told him, I said, I figured that's the way it would end up. Because look who I'm talking to, you know.
Wow.
But this is, you know what? This is an asshole that I met at the Erotica show. And I
Wait,
thought he
guy,
was an asshole
which guy
then.
Which guy are you talking about?
He had a video camera there with the... I don't want to mention him. But it was just... I was ready to kill.
Really?
You know, yeah. And then I thought, you know, we're here for fun and shit, you know, so fuck it. You know, and I was there with my son. He would have gotten all traumatized.
Your son was hysterical. He absolutely cracked me up because I had no idea he was going to be there, you know.
Oh,
never
yeah.
in a million years did it cross my mind that you would bring your son to this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the reason I went is because I told him about it and he wanted to make sure we go.
Oh, it was just too cute because all of a sudden I hear a little boy voice being like, Susie, over here. And I look over and I was like, oh, my God, that's totally Sam's son. Spitting image. And I was
really?
Like, where is your father? He's like, around here somewhere.
I know. I was busy looking at the women taking off their tops and having the rubber nipples stuck on them.
I was actually getting worried because at one point when you went to get the car and you told me to kind of keep an eye on him, I kept an eye on him, but then he was front and center for all the girls. And then I found him and I was like, come on. I'm like, your dad's waiting for you. You got to go. And he's like, no, they're about to take off the rubber nipples. I'm not going anywhere. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, your father's going
to
kill me.
Yeah, he had to see those nipples, man.
Oh, that was too funny.
So he took some videos too with the camera and shit.
Oh, I saw him.
Yeah, Nadine taking off her one of her nipples, I guess. So,
do you know if anyone got tickets or any citations?
No, I don't think so. No,
that's
good. I don't think so. At least not while I was there. But you know that this. I mean, but the funny thing, Susie, is that suddenly I find. I mean, I just went to look at some naked boobs, okay? And then I find myself fucking holding the biggest sign in the parade and walking in the front. And I'm like, how the fuck did I end up with this? You know? And then everybody's taking videos and shit. And I'm saying, you know, I can't be seen in this parade, you know? And, you know, because all these, I mean, all these, like, I don't know, really people on the fringe is that kind of people that were there. And they were all without shirts and sweaty and rubbing against me as we were walking. And I was just
totally
grossed
out. And we all know
how
grossed out you get so easily. Oh my God, that's so funny.
I know.
Yeah, I had these two guys from England that they were just trying to find a place to get a beer. And then all of a sudden they got swept up in the middle of like the booby parade. And they're like, free your boobies, free your mind, free your boobies. And then they're like marching next to me and they're like, Susie, this is great. We absolutely love America. This is just fucking fabulous. A booby parade right in the middle of Venice Boardwalk. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, guys, thank you very much.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, and then I was sent links to videos, and you were being interviewed on the video up on the internet. I'll send you the
I didn't get any of these links.
What's, no, I don't know. My son managed to find them all.
Oh, no.
But there's so there's you being interviewed by somebody there. On video camera, yeah. So
great.
So that was funny. So, yeah, so you really stood out. I mean, you're tall and, you know, and you look good and everything. And, and like I said, I mean, you know, most of these women were dogs, you know. I mean, there was one woman there with such big areolas that those fake nipples did not cover.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Oh, my God. So funny. But you know what was even, what I thought was weird? All the Raelian women, which was the majority of the people in this parade, they all were wearing, like, white skirts.
Yes.
And I just happened to randomly throw on, like, white flowy skirt.
And he looked just like them.
And I looked just like them. That's why Franz was freaking out. He's like, you don't want to be associated with these people. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. My God. And he was totally freaking out. So what did you find out about them or what they believe
the
or
Raelians.
Anything?
The Raelians. Okay. Well, there's a few. But let's finish talking about the parade so we don't get distracted and stuff. By the way, we do have a guest. I thought we'd have two guests, but listen to this. One of the guests, I just confirmed with him, and he writes me an email this morning. He says, I would have been there, but you should have sent me the directions and a confirmation of the time.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I totally fucked up. But it ended up being, so I did fuck up because I scheduled two people for the same day. So it's kind of good that one didn't show up. We'll have him come in later.
Good, good.
But it is a guy for a change, so.
Excellent.
So,
if he actually shows up this time.
I know.
We'll see.
So listen, so I looked up the that Playboy radio station.
Yes.
Did you get the link?
I saw that link, but the link that you sent me actually was just like a really brief video of a girl like taking off her shirt.
Oh, no. That's not. I must have sent you the wrong one.
I think you did, but it was.
I don't know. Can you send like YouTube
links?
Links?
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Can, right?
But I think you sent me the wrong one because sometimes when it's finished, it pops up with another one that's like, why don't you check out this site too? And so I think you sent me the one that came up afterwards.
Okay. Because they're showing them doing the Playboy radio, okay? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, their studio is nothing like ours, and the show is nothing like ours.
Well,
okay?
I did track down a little bit of what I thought you were having me look at.
Uh-huh.
And I totally was bored within the first 5 minutes. I couldn't even, like, my attention span, you know, usually if it's Playboy radio, you know, you've got my attention, I think.
I know, you would think, and this is on Sirius satellite radio, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you would think. But
definitely not so
it's
serious.
A lot more amateurish
Stupid.
Than us, and yeah, and it was
who would
boring.
Have thought that was possible?
I know, so so there you go. You know, we must have something going on here.
Oh, I agree.
You know, so so that was interesting. You know, I mean, so I learned a lot of things from that day. You know,
yes.
I mean, there's just a lot going on, and so luckily there were a few videos online of the parade. but you never see me for some reason. So that is really good.
Because no one cared about your boobs.
There you go, you know.
Yours were not the ones that they wanted to be front and center and focusing on.
I know.
That's why they put you at the very beginning of the parade that way. You know what I mean? All the main boobs were in the middle.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, but some of the pretty boobs were in the front, too.
Well, I was in the back.
Actually, yeah. But I don't know. But it wasn't really a big parade. I mean, I was in the front. I thought it was going to be really long.
It was like 90% male as well.
Yes. If not 95%.
If not 95%, yep.
There were probably, like 10 women that bare their breasts pretty much.
Yeah, I would say 10 to 15 maybe.
Yeah.
At one point, I was so thirsty because it was so hot, and I didn't realize how long we were going to be walking in the sun. And so I stopped to drink at a water fountain, and I got behind the parade by about 30 feet. And so I had to run to catch up. And so everyone else that had already seen the parade, and I'm holding my big sign about show your nipples, it's not unconstitutional. as I'm running with my little boobs just bouncing gong, 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 gong. And everyone just starts clapping for me. And they're like, yeah, run, baby, run.
No, people that were having a blast, passerby, you know.
Oh, yes, they were. But Venice Beach used to be a nude beach.
Did it really?
Yeah, back in the day. That's what some people were telling me.
Really?
Actually, yesterday, one of the this man I met down at the Santa Monica Pier, he does a lot of gymnastics and things. That's why my back is killing me today. I'm learning how to do all kinds of back flips.
Oh, really? You do gymnastics and shit?
Uh-huh. That's another story.
Back slips are scary, man. If you fall the wrong way.
Don't worry. I'll break my neck and you won't. It'll be the Sam show again.
It's worse than your neck. The Sam and the Sam show.
All right. But I was talking to him, and he was telling me that a girl, back when Venice used to be topless, a girl was raped in broad daylight. And so now they even have a disrobing law. It is illegal for you. Say you have your swim shorts on or your thong, your male thong, banana hammock, whatever.
Oh, yeah, definitely I would have that.
Whatever the I don't know. You're from Israel. We don't know what you people wear. So, say you're in your banana hammock and you've got your khaki shorts on top and you want to go for a swim. It is illegal for you to take off your shorts at the Venice Beach. You have to go into the bathroom and take them off.
Really?
If I have my bikini on, it's illegal for me to take off my sweater.
Wow.
And expose my bikini-covered breasts on the beach.
So they don't like the act of taking off
the
clothes?
The act of disrobing is apparently illegal.
Are you serious?
Well, this is what the guy was telling me. I mean, it could be fake, but he sounded it sounded like he knew what he was talking about, so...
Wow.
I know. But, you know, it's not really something that they enforce, obviously. But it's one of those silly, stupid rules.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
So keep your banana hammock.
Yeah. But I think what we came away from this parade is this thing is not going to become mainstream anytime soon.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just...
How did that happen in New York? How did they actually get that passed?
I don't know. I mean, they had it in a few cities. They're having it in Denver, too. You got to tell...
I know. I was telling Janique. I called her when I was driving back from Vegas, which I did 110 miles per hour, half the time, by the way.
Yeah. That's the only way to drive, by the way, because the cops never catch up with you. They don't go that fast. It's true, though. It's true. I used to drive that every weekend back and forth.
From Vegas?
Yes. Because I had... My kids were here. I lived there, and I would come visit them every week.
Oh, wow.
So I learned to, first of all, drive at 4 o'clock in the morning when there's no traffic.
I love that drive. If you leave after...
You can't do 110 when there's cars all over the place.
Well, I did.
Yeah, but then you're weaving like crazy and you really stand out.
Well, that's how I normally drive anyway.
Yeah.
I need an invisibility cloak that they were talking about the other day for my car.
Yeah. But you drove 110, you didn't get a ticket.
Nope.
My wife last week drove 95 and she got a ticket.
Uh-oh. Did she have a radar detector, though?
No.
See, my radar detector, I'm in love with. I have a really big crush.
Yeah, does it really work?
Oh, my God. It's such amazing. It's really? Such an amazing device. I love it. I love it. I love it. Every time.
But the thing is...
I laugh hysterically when I slow down and everyone else starts speeding past me because the radar detector's KA band. And I'm like, thank you, baby. Thank you for giving me that warning. Oh, let me whisper sweet nothings. And anyway, I'll see a car in front of me get pulled over and I'm like, ha-ha, sucker.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing is that on the highway... they don't really wait for you on the side of the road. They catch up with you pretty much behind. They pace you from behind. Mm. They can't use those radar guns when they're moving, because then it's not accurate. So they can kind of trail you and they can tell
how fast you're moving.
So that's why I'm saying, it's not so much the radar as them catching up with you. You know, and cops never go 110. So if you go 110, the only thing that's going to happen is you may be catching up with them, at which case you can just slow down before you get there, you know. So, I mean, believe me, Susie, I had 4 hours or 8 hours every weekend going back.
It's not your first time.
Actually, it only took me 3 hours at going that fast.
Yes, it usually takes me like between 3 and 4 hours. It took me 3 hours, 42 minutes to get there, and then 3 hours and 20-something minutes to get home.
And you know that's fast because some people take 5 hours to
I know. Actually, the woman I nanny for, she had told me that she was considering going to Vegas this weekend as well. And then I was like, you're going to fly? I was like, with two kids and your husband, are you crazy? And no nanny? And she was like, well, you know, it's 5 hours if we drive. And I was like, no, it's not. It's 3 hours. I was like, how slow are you fucking driving?
Nobody's driving like you.
She's like, actually, how fast are you driving, nanny?
Yeah.
I was like, well, there are no children in the car, so it's okay.
Yeah. But you know how dangerous, I mean, did you feel that at 110, if you move your wheel just a little bit,
well, actually,
you're going to drive off the road?
You know what I realized? I have this little, I don't know, kind of like a little filter on the side of my car. I have one on either side, right in front of my driver's side and my passenger side door. And it's got like a little light bulb attached to it.
Right.
But it's this black thing, this plastic thing that sticks into the metal side of the car. So like a month ago or 2 months ago, it fell out and it was just hanging by the wire. So I didn't know how to fix it. And I was like, I can't super glue it because if I need to change the light bulb, that won't work. So I took my chewing gum and I stuck it in with the chewing gum.
Yeah.
So I think it was probably about 6 weeks ago. So for the past 6 weeks, it's been perfectly fine, like wedged into there. But so anyway, I was driving at my 110 miles per hour, like zoom, zoom. And all of a sudden I hear something go and start like hitting my window and like banging against it. I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. Because I'm like in the zone dancing and all of a sudden something comes attacking at me through the window.
Wow.
And I realize it's the thing that came undone. So then I have to pull over and then all the people that I passed are passing by me. And I'm like, oh shit, now I feel like an asshole. But now the chewing gum won't hold anymore. And my new piece of chewing gum, you know, you have to wait for it to kind of harden. Uh-huh. And I didn't have time. So then I used a hair elastic. So it's still like that right now. So it doesn't at least come back and bash me in the window. But so I learned that chewing gum does not hold for automobile repairs.
It doesn't?
Yeah.
Not long term, anyway.
No. I actually tried to do some masonry on my step with some chewing gum, too.
Really?
Franz told me it wouldn't work, and I said, shut up and chew, and give me the gum. Okay, chew, spit, as I'm, like, trying to glue the rocks together that have been cracked. And he's like, you're never going to fucking learn. You're an idiot. And I was like, no, I'm not. Chew! God damn it.
Oh, wow. So, So I got totally burned because I took off my shirt.
Oh, my God. My boobs are so sunburned.
Really?
Look.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I know. My whole back is like...
As I expose myself in the studio. Sorry, Sam.
No, for the record, she didn't. But...
Top areola.
But, yeah, I got totally burned. And you know what I realized from the pictures? I should not be taking off my shirt anymore. Okay? That's what I realized. I'm just fucking getting old.
Oh, no.
And if I don't work out again... Then it's just I have this belly and it doesn't matter.
No, your
how
belly's
much I find
fine.
It.
You just you're oh my God, you've got so much hair. It was so funny.
But
the
that's
one,
the thing. Okay, wait a minute. Before you say a lot of hair.
No, the one guy came up, but he was like, "You must be Middle Eastern." He's like,
"Yeah, because
that
he's
hair.
A fucking Middle Eastern and he's full of hair." But you know what? I'm going to show you. The only place I have hair is on my chest. I don't have. I barely have hair on my arms.
That's not barely.
That's barely. Look
that's
at
not,
this.
That's
I mean,
like a
usually
bear.
Guys. Are you kidding me?
No.
I mean, look how soft and short these hairs are.
It looks
anyway,
bristly
I've got
to me.
Nothing on my back. Nothing. Okay, but I guess to you it is. But you know what? There was a guy there. He was actually interviewed on that video I saw you on. And he was totally white, blonde. And he was hairier than anybody there.
The guy with the bob, the chin-length bob of blonde hair?
Yes.
He was in the back. Oh, my God.
He was
like
a real
man,
too.
He was Teen Wolf.
Yeah, and he was very hairy. So this has nothing to do with Middle Eastern, okay? And believe me, I'll show you some other guys. I mean, look, even my face, it's not full of whiskers.
No, your face. No,
okay?
I will say that. I can definitely wax your stomach.
So you think I would look better with a waxed stomach?
I don't think it would look better. I just think it would be really fun for me to wax it.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Might be kind of fun. If Howard Stern does it in the studio, you know?
Not to himself, it doesn't.
No, and speaking of waxing, actually, you know what? I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to put anyone through that because my sister specifically gave me instructions that I was not allowed to come to Vegas last week unless I manicured myself down yonder.
Really?
Yes.
Why did you say that? Well, because, does she check out your vagina every time?
Well, no. Like,
you
if you don't get a nice wax and you're kind of lazy and you let things grow in, I mean, you can get some overflow on the side.
Right.
And so she really didn't want to see that because last year when I went to Vegas with her, all of her friends from med school, you know, they had just graduated. They were all there. And I had been extremely lazy. Well, I had been dating my hippie ex, and he liked the growth. You know, the furry forest. Mm-hmm. And so I went to Vegas that way, and my sister and her friends were horrified. They were taking pictures of me while I was asleep at the pool and, like, zooming in and, like, looking at they're like, oh, my God, that's disgusting. So anyway, I was given these instructions to groom myself before I came to Vegas this year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't.
You didn't groom yourself?
No, just to fuck with my sister. I decided to be a bitch. Yeah. And I was like, it's mature muffs this weekend, baby. Here I come. She's like, ew. She's like, no, get rid of that shit. But I also did come with, like, a self-waxing kit. Oh, my God. Not only did I have my lips glued together for, like, 6 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's really, really hard to wax your own self.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And, like, then the wax, then you, and all of a sudden you do the first one, you pull it, and it really hurts. Wow. And the next thing you know, like, you're literally, like, glued together.
Wow.
And the only way to get it off is, like, excruciating pain, and then next thing you know, you're writhing on the floor, crying, and...
Yeah, and all that for the sake of having a bald beaver.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Is it a beaver if it's bald?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's always a beaver.
Okay.
It's just a shaved beaver.
Actually, speaking of beaver, can I tell you something funny?
Yeah.
When I dropped out of college the first time in Colorado, I was living in Beaver Creek, which is right next to Vail.
Right.
So I never understood at the time why everyone loved the liquor store there. It was called Beaver Liquors.
Yeah.
And everyone always loved getting like a bumper sticker that said Beaver Liquors, LIQURS.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, it's Beaver Creek and it's a liquor store, so Beaver Liquors, whatever. And this was after my lesbian years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you totally think I would have gotten it. But no, I definitely didn't. I finally figured it out, I think, last year. I went back to visit, and I was like, oh,
now I
Beaver Liquors. Ah, oh, that's really funny. such an idiot sometimes.
That's funny.
I lack the common sense. Now, will you please tell me about the rail?
Yeah, let's take a little break, okay, first, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Okay.
We'll be back right after this.
LATalkRadio.com isn't just an internet address. It's the home of irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk. We say what we want.
Investigation, it paid off. My devotion, not enough. Leaving everything behind, seeing what you got in mind, and now you're somewhat beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but I'm not dying. Almost out of time. Built on lies, another reason for my pain. That's why I send you on your way. You are not so beautiful to me. You know I'm not in love, but I'll die. Now you
tiny little division of Hallmark, $3 bill greetings, introduces gay wedding cards.
Oh, look, our first wedding card. Roses are red, violets are blue. Have fun packing for your honeymoon. Oh, we will.
Gay wedding cards have just the right words when you're uncomfortable about someone's choice for their life partner.
Honey, we got a card from my dad. I told you he would come around. To my daughter and her wife, about your gay marriage, I'm a-wondering why you didn't marry someone hot like Ellen.
What? I told you they were never going to accept us. Oh, hold me.
Show the same-sex couple in your life how you've come to respect their decision with a $3 bill gay wedding card when you care enough to finally accept.
Hello, this is Borat Sekhiev. When I am traveling around the world and have internet connections, I like to gently cup up my balls and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's very nice!
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. And I wanted to let everybody know we changed our phone number and our Skype address. So the new numbers, of course, are on the website. But if you'd like to call in now, the number is 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And our Skype name, if you want to call through Skype, if you're on another part of the world, it'll be free. And our name is LA Talk Radio. Now, we were going to talk about the fact that this Go Topless, it was actually called a National Topless Protest Day.
Okay.
By the Raelian, they call themselves the Raelians.
So it was a Raelian event.
It was a Raelian event.
Oh.
Okay. And
I just thought the people that decided to participate were predominantly Raelian.
No. I guess this was arranged by them. And wow. I'm not surprised because the Raelians came up in the news several years ago, and this had to do with some kind of a crime or something in Canada, and they came into the news, into the spotlight. And I remember there was a lot of debate about whether they're a cult or whatever, and apparently they are. You know, I mean,
okay.
They have a guy at the head of the organization called Rael.
Okay.
That's what he calls himself.
He's not vain.
No, not at all. And
I'm going to start a cult called the Susie Aliens.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I mean, there you go. So, I don't know. I can't.
Was it a sex crime? Because I know I was looking at a website that said, like, if you're a pedophile, like, do not come and join this cult. And I mean, a lot of it was about sex.
Yeah.
And about, like, having open
sexual
relationships.
Those cults are always about sex. I mean, and they always get these hot chicks. You know,
well,
and those, and you know, I don't understand what is it these chicks are looking for that they can't find.
I don't know. Maybe yeah. something. Maybe but they were touched by their daddy the wrong way.
Yeah, probably. Who knows what the fuck? But this guy is like a head of a cult, and the name is based on the name Ra'el. Okay, and I started explaining to you that Ra was an ancient Egyptian
Hindu.
God.
Was it Egyptian or Hindu?
No, it was an Egyptian.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, one of those with the pyramids and all that bullshit.
Okay.
You know. And supposedly something or someone from another planet, from outer space, whatever the fuck. They believe in aliens and shit, you know.
These guys do.
Yes, the aliens.
Ah,
so,
good to know.
Yeah.
Good to
but
know what
know,
I was partaking
one
in.
One thing, and the thing is, another thing I noticed is they take pleasure in attacking Israel quite a bit. And I don't know why that is, but then again, everybody does.
Everyone so they likes might, to attack Israel.
Yeah, and the Jews.
Aww.
So they might as well get in line, you know? So if you go, I mean, you guys can find out a little bit about them at raelianews.org. And that's spelled Ra'el, R-A-E-L-I-A-N, raelianews.org. And you'll find out about them. You'll see that their insignia is a Star of David, with a swastika in the middle. And their headline is UFO blamed for nuke missile failure. So There's a lot going on, you know. I mean, I don't know how dangerous they are or anything, but all I know is those cults, those guys at the top,
yeah,
usually get all the pussy that they want. So I can totally see why they would start cults like this, you know. And but yeah, to find out then that we were, oh, so I started telling you about the name. So it's Ra, right?
Okay.
It's Ra El. It's made of two words, and El in Hebrew is God. If you notice the names Israel, Daniel, Michael, they all have E-L in the end.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and El means God.
Okay.
But Ra in Hebrew means bad or evil.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So that's what they don't realize is that.
They're bad God, bad
yeah.
God.
Yeah, so they, I don't know if they know the meaning
is
of
it like
name.
Is it like naughty, naughty God?
No, not that kind of. No.
Okay. I was going to say, because that might be why all the girls join. They like to be spanked. Oh, my. Just
they
kidding.
Probably do. Who knows, you know?
Now they're going to come and get me. Shit.
You know, sometimes I wouldn't mind being in a cult like this. I mean, free sex and shit, you know?
Is it ever really
I'm
free?
I'm sure they don't work.
Is it ever really free?
I don't know. Maybe in a cult it is.
I don't know. Well, yeah. the funniest thing. So you met Franz at this
right.
event, and all of a sudden I made him walk my bike because we rode our bicycles there, and I obviously couldn't march in a parade with my bicycle. So he went ahead with the bikes, and he came running back to you, and he looks like an excited little kid on Christmas Day, and he's like, "Sam, oh my god, this is made for radio," because the Go Topless parade actually ended at a Southern Baptist. some kind of like festival.
Right.
So we were like marching like directly into this like religious Christian festival. And so he went in there with the sign about like showing if you don't have a penis, like it's blah, 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 blah. You know, why can't I show my nipples? And so he got kicked out of it because he marched in there with the sign.
Really?
He just likes to stir up trouble, though. He really didn't
obviously,
care.
Obviously, shit.
One way or another.
Why would you go there with a sign?
Oh, because he just likes to stir the pot, you know.
Well, he got what he wanted.
Kind of like me. Maybe that's why we make a good pair. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. No, you guys look good together.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean, really?
Well, when
you
I was in
so?
Well, when I was in Vegas, it was really funny because I was passing my camera around to show everyone at the dinner table a picture of Franz and me, and my dad like proclaimed that he's gay. Uh-huh. My dad's girlfriend was saying he's gay too. They're like, "Oh my god, Susie! Oh, what the fuck!" I don't think he looks gay at all. He's very, very
no,
manly to me. No,
yeah. I don't know about manly, but not gay.
Oh, my poor baby. That's okay. He's sleeping right now anyway.
But I got to tell you, he really looks Jewish.
He does
sure
look Jewish, doesn't he?
Yeah.
No. No, he definitely does. But apparently, unless he's lying to me, which could be quite true,
because
he lies about everything else, he says he's Catholic, born and raised.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But I definitely agree with you
on that one. I
don't know.
I couldn't understand the jacket with all the bottle caps on it, though.
That's his vest.
Is that like a statement?
It's his punk rock vest.
I don't know, a
punk rock kind of kid, and that's what they do. They make their... It's a Calvin Klein vest, mind you.
Oh, is it?
Yes. It's never been washed.
I'm sure it's seen better days.
It's never been washed.
Really?
Ever. Ever.
Why?
Because it's disgusting. It's been washed... Actually, I'm lying. It's been washed in beer and hosed down in box wine and whatever kind of food he happens to spill on it at that moment in time.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm trying to get him to wear a new one that I made him with an American flag on it that he's going to pin more bottle caps to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds cool.
It's his own creative little thing.
I suppose.
To each their own.
Yeah. Hobbies, all kinds of stuff like that.
His hobby is drinking, and then he likes to save the beer caps.
I see.
Yes. You wouldn't understand.
No, I guess I wouldn't. So what did you do in Vegas? How did you...
Vegas was actually really fun. I drove up there, and my dad and his girlfriend just got a new house out there, which was really nice, and it was just kind of like a little vacation. My sister and I were going to go and spend a couple days in a hotel on them, but I was like, why should we go to a hotel when we can just kind of stay in the lap of luxury here?
Yeah.
My dad's girlfriend was kind of waiting on his hand and foot, and, you know, I've got my pool chair, and I'm lounging, and she's bringing me... The first thing I did was, like, I jumped into the pool naked, and hugged my sister, like, sopping wet with my bush, and she's like, "Ew, get off of me! You are so gross!" And then my dad's girlfriend calls my dad and was like, "Warning, Dennis, your daughter's naked in the pool, so call before you come into the house."
Wow.
But, yeah, so pretty much it was just a lot of relaxation, and, I actually kind of took a little bit of a break from drinking heavily.
Really?
Yeah, that's something...
Well, in that heat, it's not really... Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not... I don't know. It's not really that bad. And then you're always in air conditioning, so it doesn't matter. I'm not saying I didn't drink at all and didn't get drunk, but I didn't get hammered the way I usually do.
I see.
That's what I usually do when I go on vacation. I take a break from the drinking, actually.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
But I did have a near-death experience, as did my sister, my dad's girlfriend, Judy. She decided to take us on Friday to the Valley of Fire, which is past Red Rocks. And, you know, I'm really big into the outdoor climbing and mountain biking and all that good hiking stuff. Mm-hmm. But
at 120 fucking degrees.
Well, she wanted to go. Crazy. I know, right. I know. Well, she wanted to go at 5:30 in the morning, but my sister and I were like, "Fuck you, we're not going at 5:30 in the morning." It's like we're on vacation right now, so we ended up leaving and getting there probably at about like 8:30 in the morning. After she was doing 120 miles per hour, I was asleep in the back, and I woke up because I bounced and I like hit the thing, and I looked at the speedometer, and I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But so anyway, we went hiking, and she had four little bottles of water, and I had this big bottle of water that I was carrying in a backpack, and then my sister was climbing up, and my water bottle fell out, and it fell down the crevice. And so then we were down to those four little bottles of water, and we just kept climbing and climbing and climbing and going higher and farther. Before we finally realized that we had no idea where we were.
Really?
And we were so far off the trail. Like, it was really scary. And luckily, we had frozen the water in those little bottles. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it just kept melting. And we would get, like, a little bit. And then it would melt. And then we'd get a little bit more water.
Yeah.
But it was seriously the scariest experience I think I've ever had. Like, really? We all thought we were going to die.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Like, my knees are completely scraped and things because we just lost so much energy. And we were trying to conserve, like, that last bit of water.
Yeah.
Before we finally did find... the trail that led us out of there.
Really? Was there some shade or something?
We were all sitting behind this rock getting a little bit of shade, but seriously, it was like 110 degrees out there.
Yeah.
And like Judy wanted to just keep going and going, and I was like, we're losing energy, we're wasting it, you know, we should at least stay behind this rock and sit in the shade and try and conserve what energy we have at this point in time. You know, because when people get lost, they think they're going in the right direction, and sometimes they just go further and further and further from where they're going.
Right.
And I think that people should usually just try and stay put. And like, you know, I thought we should, she smokes, so I was going to be like, oh, we should light a fire. We're in the Valley of Fire, you know, make a smoke signal, maybe someone will come and get us. And I seriously think that would have been the next step.
Yeah. Okay, so what happened? I mean, so were you all freaking out?
We were all freaking out. Like, she was just saying, she was like, oh my God, I hope you guys don't hate me, please. I really didn't mean to get us lost. And like, we had been joking how we needed to bring a compass earlier that morning.
Yeah.
But then we were all like, ha ha ha. You know, I live in LA. She lives in DC, in Vegas. We don't have compasses.
I mean, you guys totally went unprepared.
We went completely unprepared.
Not enough water, obviously.
Yep. Well, I had my one huge water bottle, and then I dropped it, and it fell down the crevice, and we couldn't climb back down.
Right. But other people should have had their own, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
Wow. That's pretty scary. So how long were you there before you guys decided, okay, we're going to go and look for our way back?
We had been out there for 2 hours before we decided to start going our way back.
Really?
Yeah.
You were sitting near that rock for 2 hours?
No. We had been hiking and climbing and going further and deeper. And then we're like, okay, we're going to start going back. And then instantly, everything just started looking the same. We would keep climbing up and over and up and over and up and over and... like the next mountain peak just looked exactly like the one we had just climbed.
How fucking scary is that?
It was fucking scary, but you know what? It was also unbelievable because I don't know what they're called, like petroglyphs or not hieroglyphics, but some kind of like ancient art form was like drawn on the
cuneiform.
Not cuneiform. That's like little triangles.
Yeah.
That's like way back in the day.
So
but I don't know. It's one of those
cave drawings.
Cave drawings. Yes. It was cave drawings of like animals, and then I have the pictures on my Facebook. They're really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was really neat to see that those are still preserved and still there for humans to go and look at.
Yeah.
As I die. I'm on my last drop of water, and I'm like, at least I'm looking at the cave art.
Yeah.
I feel like you're in
the
museum.
So how did you manage? I mean, how did you manage to find your way back?
Luckily, my dad's girlfriend, I always kind of like equate her to a little puppy dog. if she's listening, she's going to kill me. But I swear, she's got so much fucking energy. And I actually...
More than you?
More than me.
Really?
I look like...
How old is she?
Like late 40s, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. But my dad's mid-60s.
Mm.
Or I don't know how old he is. Somewhere in his 60s.
Really? How did he land such a young chick?
I don't know. They are quite the opposite, this pair. They're really kind of funny together.
Really?
But like when we go on these ski trips and everything, it'll be like 6 in the morning, and we will have all been up drinking, you know, until like 3 in the morning. And there's no way that any of us are still sober at this moment in time, but she'll come bounding into my room and jump in my bed. She's like, get up, it's time to go skiing. Oh my gosh, let's go. But so she just has so much energy and is so full of life and is so much fun that my sister and I felt like we were completely boring next to her. But so anyway, when we were lost, I was just kind of like living off of her energy. You know how you can kind of do that? And so she just kept trying to have, like, the best face on and not be really upset. But then she was like, you guys hate me. And I'm like, no, we don't hate you. I'm like, we're going to find our way out of here. It's okay. And so we all just kept trying to have a positive attitude. And I mean, I kind of, it brought me back to times in basic training when it was like, you know, I just am despairing so much and there's nothing less or nothing else I could do. Yeah. So it's like, try and put on a happy face and try and find the best in the situation.
Yeah.
You know, don't think we're going to die.
No, that's good. So, okay, let's take, what the
That's heck? The Skype noise. I love that noise.
I don't know who made this. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hi, Sam. It's St. Louis Steve.
Hi, St. Louis Steve.
How are you,
Steve? Good morning, Susie. Hey, I hear you came out on top.
I did come out on top. I won some money in Vegas. Thank you.
How did you hear that?
Great. So what? I was wondering if you guys could talk about that other thing in Venice. I might have missed what you might have said in an earlier part of the show.
Oh, okay. So
I'm just wondering,
we'll restart the show for you.
Was brought in litigation about making it legal? Did they have like a speaker that talked about that?
Yeah.
We had a couple of different speakers at we had little checkpoints along the march where people would kind of like talk and say what it was about. But usually the people that were listening weren't really caring about the legal aspect of things.
Oh,
they just wanted to see boobies.
Do you think it would ever really get legalized? Because there's other cities doing it too, you know, wanting to join in.
There's no way it's going to be legalized with 20 people doing a parade, you know?
Well, If anyone had gotten arrested and the case actually did go to court, I think it would be legalized. I think there could be enough support rallied for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But well, the thing is this, is that who would be interested in this? It's obviously most women are not interested in this. And so it's
the
only
freaks.
Men.
Are you calling me a freak?
So it's only men, you know, and a handful of women, you know. So I don't think it's ever going to change.
I don't know.
We're a very prude country. I mean, look, it's like right now, McCain and Obama are like dead heat, you know, 50-50. And that means we're going to have another election that's split right in the middle, and simply because this country is totally divided. So how are you going to bring, you know, so you're talking about more than half the country that you need to convince not to be so conservative, and that's not going to happen.
Not necessarily, you know? Because, I mean, it does come down to, like, the Equal Rights Clause. I mean, and if you're putting something, if it just becomes a matter of equality, mm-hmm. I mean, they can't say no to that.
It's not a question of equality. It's a question of, you know, the accepted norm, you know, because, I mean, if you realize
Social could cause a problem, but
well, then
I don't
why
know.
Is it being
it
overturned
like it
in
might
other
still
states?
Be doable.
It's being overturned?
Yeah, it's being
why? Where is it legal?
Well, New York, for instance.
Yeah, but I don't see. I don't think it's legal. You don't see women walking around there with their breasts bare? I mean, you know.
Well, when I go home, I certainly am going to.
Okay. Be my guest.
I'm going to have to work on putting some sunscreen on them, too, though, because, ow, they are still burned.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Well, you got very fair skin, you know.
I know, I do. Yeah. Usually just turn into all freckles. Yeah. You still there, St. Louis Steve?
Yeah.
Did you see the picture I put up of you?
I was hoping to get another shot at winning that radio, so I'm still listening. And, you know, even if I never get a chance to win it, I love your show so much, I still listen.
Thank you.
Aw, thank you.
You'll have a chance to win it. You'll have a chance to win it. Perhaps next week we'll do another contest and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But no.
I don't want to tie up your show, so I just wanted to stop in and say happy Monday and peace and love.
Okay, and thanks for listening, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, yeah, you see, I changed the
Skype account.
You are
so impatient
Skype
sometimes.
Account.
It's so funny. You're like, yeah, okay, yep, whatever, yep, thanks.
Well, if something bores me, I just keep going, you know? I mean, look, we've got listeners to answer to, okay?
good point.
You got to control the show. You can't lose control of the show.
I know, it just cracks me
but
up
no,
the way you always do that. You're
nice.
Like,
I like Steve.
Yep, okay.
Yeah. No, I mean,
know.
When they start going.
Well, the reason he asked why I made it or why I won big in Vegas is because he sent me a message on Facebook wishing me good luck. And so I just sent him a message back. And I was like, yeah, I came out on top.
Really?
Yes.
Did you see the picture I put of you and what was her name? Did we say the reporter from Playboy?
Andrea Lowell.
Andrea Lowell. So I put a picture on our page of you and her, her interviewing you.
Yes, it's my, you just see my back and my frock.
Yes, and it was a tasteful picture. You know, her, she's covering her boobs too with a microphone.
Yes.
So I thought that was good.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, I didn't want to put you all bare on the website. It's just, but
I know. Actually,
but the reason I brought it up is because you both have like nice fair white skin. You know, I mean, I happen to like it. You know, some guys like exotic dark skin and stuff, but you know.
We're the fair maidens of the topless march.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, yes. No, I definitely have to go back and listen to that interview and see
how... And she had some breasts on her. My God.
That's what your son was obsessed with her.
Yes.
It was hysterical.
We were salivating.
And then he wanted to go on the Playboy station to be interviewed, but she was like, no, you have to be 18, sweetheart. Aww. Sorry. So he was like so shot down, and he was just devastated by that. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, that's too cute.
He was definitely the youngest one there.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Hanging around, yeah.
I was surprised a lot of the other parents that were, like, on the sides as we marched by were letting their kids look. Like, moms were just kind of like, oh, okay, like, a little nervous waiting to see, like, what was going to happen, if anything.
Yeah, but because breasts are not a big deal, you
breasts
know?
Are not a big deal.
I mean, I felt that after 2 hours there, I was not, it really wasn't a big deal
it's
anymore.
It's not titillating anymore.
Yeah, really.
Sorry.
You got me there.
Couldn't help myself.
But you're right. I mean, you know, it's different, you know.
Mm, that was definitely different.
So you won some money in Vegas?
I did win some money in Vegas.
Cool.
My sister and I, again, we were being total bums, and on Friday night, we still hadn't gone out gambling, but my dad and his girlfriend were like, we're going out to do light gambling. And with them, light gambling. Oh, yay, yay. There's nothing light about it. I wish I could take the money and, like, you know, just... not even gamble and like be good and just put it in my bank account.
Yeah, either that or go shopping. I mean,
but
shit,
that's
you know?
Not the object. My father was like, no, you girls will learn how to play blackjack and play it well. And so we had to practice before we even went out to dinner. Mm-hmm. My dad's girlfriend was like teaching us. She's like, okay, now this and that and da 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 da. And this was actually really too cute because we ended up going out and we had like our whole family just sitting around the blackjack table. And my dad just, like, throwing out all of his money at us, and we're like, yay, yay, blackjack, blackjack. And my sister was a virgin. She had never played.
Really?
So she ended up doing much better than I did. Mm-hmm. Not that I did badly, but I went all the way down to $10 at one point, and I got it all the way back up to a couple of hundred after that.
Nice.
Yeah, I was pretty excited.
Well, I'm sure.
I know.
So you both wanted blackjack?
Yes, we both wanted blackjack.
And but you had played it before.
I've played it before, but it was like years ago. I had an ex in Marblehead that was actually a compulsive gambler. That was one of the reasons we broke up because he would lie, and I was like, "What is this deduction on my checking account?" And he's like, "Oh, I paid my student loan, honey." And as it's mysteriously like growing larger and larger, and I'm like, "Oh, he's paying a student loan every day now. This is great. What's going on here?" And I call like the 800 number, and they're like, "Thank you for calling 1-800-POKER-ONLINE." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "You son of a bitch. Like, you've been lying to me and, like, using our joint checking account to fucking, you know, do your gambling habit." I was like, "You're a douchebag."
Yeah.
But so I learned how to play blackjack from him.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Oh. That's cool.
But you're not a gambler, right?
No, I'm not. I like playing blackjack, but I'm not a gambler, no. You know, I figure I work hard for the money. I can't afford to just throw it away.
For the money.
There you go. I can't afford to throw it away. And plus, I had to learn self-control because I lived in Vegas twice, you know, and it was always around me. But when I see friends losing all their money, when they pick up their check, you know, they go and cash it at the casino, they come home with nothing.
I know.
And I never wanted to end up like that. So
my father, for some reason, he must either be a really good gambler. Actually, I remember he taught me how to play poker when I was like 5 years old. He brought out the poker set and we're like sitting around the table and he's got the chips out and he's teaching me like 7-card stud and 5-card stud and all these games. I actually forgot about that. But actually, my dad does really well. Like, he always comes out on top. And he's like, if you want gas money to go home, he's like, well, you got to go gamble. And I was like, really? I'm like, that doesn't make much sense to me. But that's just the way
he is. I've never seen a father that encourages someone to gamble.
To drink and gamble.
Yeah, drink and gamble.
Yes.
But that's a cool dad.
And he was actually very supportive. He wanted me to stay and go boating with them on Saturday afternoon at Lake Mead. And I was like, no, Daddy. I was like, I made a commitment to go march topless. I'm like, I have to go home and honor my commitment. He's like, all right. So we actually went to this martini bar, and it was too funny because he's introducing me to all of his work colleagues, you know, that came out from New York to do the Vegas job. And, you know, everyone's meeting me, and they're like, oh, you know, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I have a radio show in L.A., and I'm telling everyone all about it. They're like, oh, great. How long are you in town for? And I'm like, I'm leaving tomorrow to go march topless. And my dad's just sitting there just, like, kind of looking at me like, where the fuck did you come from?
Yeah.
Like, you're not my offspring. And my sister next to me, like the conservative doctor who's just, you know, I don't know. And then the topless one.
So they're used to you. I mean, you don't mind embarrassing
them. Oh, no, not at all.
You're just being yourself.
They think it's funny at this point. Yeah. My mother, on the other hand.
They've given up.
I still haven't had the nerve to call her since the show started.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't want her to be like, Suzanne, you have so much more to offer than talking about sex and your boobs and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, tell her we do talk about other things.
We do talk about sometimes. Some serious things. Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Is our guest here?
No, not yet. Oh. I don't think so.
Oh, so you look over.
Yeah, well, I always look over because sometimes we let him stand out there for 10 minutes.
We should put a sign on. Just come in.
Yeah. No, I usually let them know, you know, when they come in. But, yeah. So, I mean, was it worth it coming back on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you had fun.
It was. I had a lot of fun. And then I had a friend's birthday party bike ride later on that turned into another drunken shit show. as usual, I don't know, just all those crazy bike rides we go on, you know.
Yeah.
All the usual.
Where did you ride, for example, last night or yesterday?
Well, yesterday, let's see. No, it was two nights ago, Saturday. So we started off at the Circle, and then from there we went to the pier, the Venice Pier, and we stayed there and had like a little drunken dance party on our bikes and fucked around for a while. And then from there we went to Mustache Bridge, which is down over in the marina. And had a little dance party over there, and then, I don't know, just wandered around, wherever we end up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
As long as you're not home, you're fine.
I know. I'm going to have to get you on one of these rides one of these nights.
Yeah, but I'd imagine in a small studio, who would want to stay home anyway, right?
Believe it or not, sometimes I get really comfortable in there, and I become like a homebody, and it's like I'm so extroverted all the time, and I'm go, that sometimes I just want to like collapse under my couch, my little cave, and just kind of, I don't know, read a book or... drink my box wine, whatever. Actually, speaking of never being home, starting today I start school.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, I know. I'm a little nervous.
So how many classes are you taking? Two, three?
I'm taking 8 credits, which is only two classes. But it's a 4-credit math class and then also a 4-credit biology class.
Yeah.
So,
That means 4 hours a week, right?
No, actually, today is 3:30 to 10 o'clock at night and... on Wednesday is 3:30 to 10 o'clock at night. So, what is that, 12?
Wow, that's six and a half hours.
13 hours.
13 hours a week for two classes?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. It's because it's only like 2 days a week. I don't know why they do it that way. But
yeah, but I mean, I used to go take classes 2 days a week. Mm. Like, you know, when you take the Tuesday, Thursday ones.
Yeah.
And it's an hour and a half each.
Nope.
No?
These are longer.
Wow.
So, we'll see how long my attention
is
spans.
Is the semester shorter?
It starts in August and then it goes until December.
Yeah.
But then we actually have all, like, pretty much, I don't know, mid-December to mid-January, we have a month. Actually, I think we have, like, 6 weeks off from December, and we don't start again until February.
Yeah.
So.
But it's still too many hours. Are you sure it's correct?
Positive. Trust me, I looked at my schedule. Actually,
To sit there for 6.5 fucking hours twice a week?
I know. They usually, the teachers are good, and they usually give you like...
But wait a minute, that's two classes, not just one. So that's for the two classes.
Yes.
Okay, so we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 13, so it's about six and a half hours each class.
It's still really long.
Yeah.
Pretty miserable. And especially because I've been avoiding taking these two classes for the past 8 years.
Wow.
I really, I don't want to take them, but
You
got to
take math, huh?
It's statistics, too.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Anyone out there, I need a statistics tutor.
You learn about Poisson and...
What?
And bell
curves.
Don't
talk dirty to me.
No, that's a French... That's a French name, I think, but for the guy that... But you know what? Some stuff is interesting. They have like...
Well, you're the only one I've heard that's told me that anything's interesting with statistics.
No, it is. It is. Look, it does get complicated. It does get boring at times. But no, I mean, to understand like averages and you know, when you take samples of people...
Because
you hear about fucking studies and polls and shit all the time.
I know about the mean and the median and the mode. Is that all statistics?
Yeah, that's part of it. But it's the easiest part.
Great. I hate numbers. Yeah, I really do.
I know. But so maybe it won't be interesting to you, but it was to me. You know, I mean, to Yeah, to understand some things like the odds. They're showing you like your odds of winning it and
in
blackjack
Vegas
or something, right? Things like that, you know?
Well, my favorite part about math, whenever I take it, is I love getting a tutor. I always go over to UCLA and I find like a really hot math tutor. And that's just, I don't know, it really gives me the encouragement to study hard.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, Susie.
Actually, right after the show, I'm really excited. I got a phone call. Facebook is so amazing. It really is. Mm-hmm. I have a friend I haven't seen in 9 years, and I've known this kid since I was in kindergarten. Actually, from kindergarten through sixth grade, like my mom was our music teacher and everything, and the two of us were always kind of competing to be kind of the valedictorian or the head student in the class academically.
Right.
And I actually got my first detention because I think he beat me on a math test, and then he kicked me in the shin, and then I threw a math book at his head. But so anyway, like I saw on Facebook that he was coming to LA from the East Coast, and I sent him a message. I'm like, call me. Let's go have lunch or dinner and drinks and stuff, and he called me last night, so I'm going to go see him today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which should be pretty cool.
That's nice. Oh, he lives out here?
No, he's just visiting. He's out.
Oh, I see.
And he's leaving later this afternoon, so I'm just going to get to
that's
see him
cool
in a good time.
That's nice.
I know.
So it's like an old-time friend.
Old-time friend,
right?
That I
from
haven't seen in a million years.
Wow.
But it's just weird. I don't know. I talked on the phone with him for a little bit last night, and it's amazing like how quickly people grow up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really consider myself a grown-up. I still think of myself as like a big kid,
right,
that just does like responsible things on occasion.
Yeah.
but I don't know. Talking on the phone with him, it was just like, wow. Like, we've both really kind of grown up.
Mm.
Even though I regress like every year that goes by with my maturity level.
Every stupor.
Oh, God. There aren't that many, please. Come on now, Sam. Hi.
Tell it to somebody who doesn't know you. I think we're getting to know you.
Well, actually, and today, speaking of which, of people knowing me or not knowing me, is the beginning of Burning Man.
Oh, it starts today?
It starts today.
Oh, wow.
So I also wanted to tell you, you're very lucky I did not choose to go to Burning Man, because if I did, uh-huh, I have a track record of not coming back to my employment.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Why is that? Do you think you get just like too fucked up or what?
Well, you get really, really fucked up, and
yeah,
then like you're
so
like,
you make
know what?
Stupid decisions.
Make very stupid decisions. But last year I was working at a restaurant on Abbot Kinney in Venice called Joe's,
mm-hmm,
and you know, I couldn't get all of my shifts covered, and so I was in Burning Man, and you have no cell phone reception, you've got no way out, and I already had like met my Canadian boy toy, mm-hmm, and we had just been having so much fun, and I was like, you know, I don't want to hitchhike in the middle of the night back to Reno, mm-hmm, and then, you know, find a way. I had no idea, actually, how I was going to be getting back home.
Did you get there?
I flew, and then Janique and our friend Bex picked me up. But they were supposed to be staying for the whole time, and I just kind of did my own thing.
Really?
I was actually supposed to drive back with my ex-boyfriend, but I didn't. So we all know how that worked out.
Yeah. So you weren't, like, I mean, you didn't worry that you wouldn't have a ride back when they left early?
No, I didn't. I kind of roll with the punches on that one.
Yeah.
And actually, we got the best hitchhiked ride back. We picked up this guy in an awesome Mercedes SUV, and he had like a whole cooler that was full of like freshly barbecued meat, and a whole cooler of like beer and everything else. And we were on I don't even remember what the drug was called, but I think it was some sort of like acid ecstasy mix. And so I'm sitting in the car, and I'm just like touching myself, and I'm like, like drinking the beer and eating all of his meat. And he's like, is she okay? Like, what's going on with the girl in the back who's like rubbing herself all over my car? Poor guy. He had just flown in he'd shown up from San Francisco, and he had no idea what to expect. He was a really conservative, kind of douchebaggy type.
Yeah.
If you know the type.
I suppose.
And he just got really scared. He actually was a Burning Man for only a day before he ran away.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And how long does it go for? A week?
It goes for a week, yes.
Really? That's
yes.
a long time.
And Janique decided not to go either after her DUI. She's going to be responsible.
Yeah. Well, good. Good for her. Yeah, that's true. Burning Man would not be the best place to go after a DUI.
No, definitely not. Especially considering the price of a DUI. She's going to channel her money into something else, like a lawyer. You know,
yeah.
One of those minor details.
Yeah. Have they suspended her license?
They did suspend it, but she actually was able to go and apply for a 60-day permit to drive to wherever.
To work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she doesn't have work, but to school and to drive to go see her boyfriend.
Right. Wow.
I can't believe how quickly they do those things. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really making me buckle down and be careful about drinking and driving.
Yeah, I really think you should be careful, you know,
yes.
because the thing
it's
is
it's not worth
that,
it. You can lose
yeah,
your life.
People don't realize that a car is a weapon,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's like a missile, and it's very dangerous, you know? And you can't operate a machine like this when you're fucked up.
I know,
you know? It's just
I know.
Because, I mean, I know sometimes I like tend to like doze off at the wheel and something.
Oh, great.
And that's like, yeah, I mean, that's as dangerous, if not more.
Oh, my
God.
You
know, but yeah. You know, I mean, it's, yeah, you don't want to drink.
That's ridiculously dangerous.
Yeah.
Driving sleepy. Oh, my God, no. I'd rather drive drunk than sleepy.
I don't like to drink, but when I do, I you know, I mean, there's only been a few times where I really got drunk, but I know that when you do, you can't really fucking, I mean, you can't even focus your eyes on anything, you know?
There are a lot of times when I don't even know how I made it home, and it's just like, oh, man. Actually, if you look at my wallet, I've got an Alcoholics Anonymous chip on it.
Yeah.
That TJ, the guy who was the next show, for all listeners out there, he was like, what's that? And I was like, oh, it's my AA chip. And he's like, you, in AA? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'm not really in AA anymore. But once upon a time, I did actually get so drunk, and I drove, and the next day I woke up, and I was like, I have no recollection of how I got home last night.
Wow.
And I had come down like a really ridiculously curvy, windy road, up in the mountains, and I was just really, really worried, and I was like, that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
And so after going to the meeting, you know, I stood up, and everyone's like, hi, Susie, and I'm like, hi, and then I was supposed to say that I'm an alcoholic, and I was like, but I don't know if I'm an alcoholic. I was like, I just know I like to drink a lot, but so what do I say to that? But I was like, I'm an alcoholic. And they actually made me cry, because then I started, like, telling, like, a little story, and then they're like, oh, we've been there, done that, and then they all, like, give me, like, the group hug kind of thing.
Yeah, they've heard all the stories, believe me.
I know. Yeah. There was nothing I could say to shock them. I was like, this group's not for me.
Yeah.
Moving right along. But so to this day, I still keep my little chip on my wallet.
12-step programs are not for you.
Hell no. They're for quitters. I'm not a quitter. But actually, at one of my bike stores, I went to go buy something the other day, and the guy saw my chip, and he was like, ah, you? And I was like, huh? And he's like, you're a friend of Bill's, huh? And I was like, who's Bill? And then I was like, oh, yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
And then he was like, me? He was like, you know, 329 days and like 6 hours and 20 seconds sober. He's like, what about you? And I'm like breathing like my breath onto my hand. I'm like, I'm like, I hope I don't smell like booze right now. And I was like, oh, you know, not too long.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm still a newbie.
Yeah.
Fresh, you know.
Yeah, give me a few years.
I'm like, oh, no. But so people actually see that, and they could take offense to that.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Take offense to that, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
I also had this awesome t-shirt once upon a time. It was like a Betty Ford t-shirt, and I used to wear it to my bar. And this was the bar that served like the highest alcoholic drinks in the country or in the world. And people would come in, and they're like, oh, we love your shirt, the Betty Ford Clinic. That's so funny. And it's even funnier because it's on me. And everyone knows how much I like to party.
Yeah.
But then another guy came up and did the same thing. He was like, congratulations. And I was like, congratulations for what, sir? And he's like, for being sober and for working at this bar. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. With all these fucked up people around here all day, you have the strength to be above them. And he just kept going on and making me feel like a slimy, slimy scum of the earth person. I'm like, okay, I give up now.
Wow.
But these are things that you don't have to deal with in your life, Sam.
Yeah.
These are things I've got to deal with every day. Don't give me
things
that
look. Like what? What are you dealing with exactly?
I don't know. Struggling with my habit and people, I don't know. People just kind of judging me for my drinking and for my partying.
Really? They're judging you?
All the time.
Who's judging you?
A lot of people.
Really?
You know, like my family and friends and, you know, people think.
Well, because people, I mean, look, it's usually because people care about you, you know. And, you know, I mean, look, with an addiction, you need someone to intervene most of the times, you know, because it's, you're so caught up in it that it's hard to get out, you know, on your own. So, I mean, you know, look, the
like Franz was saying that I was going to look like the He-Man if I continued my partying.
Really?
Yeah, the He-Man from the Topless March.
Oh, that chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably will.
Oh, fuck you. Fine, I'm giving up drinking. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to, since school starts today, I'm going to, how long should I be sober for?
Forever.
No, not forever, please. No. Don't be ridiculous.
But you should definitely cut down if
Maybe
you're
I'll
studying,
start,
right?
I'll start with a week. I'm going to do 1 week sober.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be moving this week. School starts this week. I've got a lot of things going on.
That's true.
So I'm going to try and do 1 week sober.
Yeah.
Do you think I can do it?
Yeah, I think you can do it. Have you done it before?
I did it in March for 11 days, and I didn't sleep for 11 days.
Really?
I was just wide awake.
Because your body is used to it.
And that's when I started smoking again.
Yeah.
Because I was just up pacing my apartment, and I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do here?
Yeah. I know it's hard once the body gets used to it, huh?
But my body needs to get not used to it, so I think I think I'm gonna back off a bit.
Yeah, and it's curious too because you're an athletic person. I mean, you go on the bike all the time, and shit. So it's sort of like incompatible, you know. But sometimes, like you said, it's a habit, you know, and you don't know when to stop.
Yeah. Do we have a phone call?
Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Sam? How's it going?
Good. Who is this?
Listening to the show.
Yeah.
About Susie quitting drinking. That's nonsense. Come on. Are you serious?
Is this Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. I thought I recognized your voice.
Lisa, you're muffled. Are you talking into the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I'm glad you called because I have a radio to send you and you never sent me your address.
I sent it to your email.
No, I never got it. Why don't you send it again today?
Because
I felt so bad because you're probably waiting for it, and but I realized I never got your address, or it would have been out there. Yeah, send it again. So
Lisa, you think I'm going to become like a boring person if I stop drinking?
Not really, but it's just if you quit drinking now, it's going to make it seem like you're actually an alcoholic instead of doing it just to party. You know what I mean? And then your mindset is going to change at the way you look at alcohol.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, it's only partying when you do it with other people. If you start doing your habit on your own, then you're addicted or you're on the way there.
Well, it's really wine at home. So really wine, you don't see that as alcohol. It's just wine.
Ha, I love you, Lisa. You're my girl.
Don't see it as alcohol.
All right, I'm not quitting drinking. Thank you for setting me straight.
But you know what? It's not the drug. It's how you view it. I mean, if you plan your life around your habit, you know, if you have to have it, if it ties you down in a certain way, and
do I seem tied down to anything?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know your drinking habit. You know, I don't know.
Actually, Sam, you actually kind of sort of have to be happy because she can be faithful to one thing at least. You know, she's committed to alcohol.
There you go.
Thank you, Lisa.
I have a feeling Lisa likes to drink a lot too, huh?
Well, you know what? When you're Lisa, you drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like your wine. You like your vodka or whatever. What's your poison?
Vodka and Heineken's.
Vodka and Heineken's. Oh, nice, nice, nice. When you work really hard, I mean, a lot of our listeners probably know the same thing, and you get home from like a really like long-ass shift as a nurse or whatever, and you're on your feet all day and you're tired, who cares if you're by yourself or who cares if you're out partying? I mean, if you need something that's going to help you like unwind and relax and let like your inhibitions go free, not that I need any help with that, but you know what I mean? I think people are so judgmental of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how I manage to work, like, sometimes 14 or 10 days straight during 12 hours, because I know at the end of that long stretch, I get to go out for a couple of days or even just one day and just completely drink and just go out of my mind loose and have no conscience whatsoever, because it's a stress reliever. Living in L.A., it's stressful.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, just like driving in the car and, you know what I mean, like going and doing all the millions of different things. And believe it or not, I used to study at the bar in Massachusetts. I would study and I would drink Guinness through a straw at a sports bar while I'm like going through all this stuff. People would always come up to me and they're like, oh my God, are you failing school? And I was like, no, I've got straight A's. They're like, how the hell do you have straight A's when you're studying for your test every day at the bar? And I was like, I don't know, it's just the way I study. And then people are like, well, if you drink when you study, then you're supposed to take
drink
the test.
When you're taking,
and,
yeah.
You know, I will say I did take a test on a lot of cocaine once upon a time. This was like 8 years ago. And I ended up getting an A on that, too.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, though? It's actually not to say anything bad or encourage anyone, but if you're taking a test, a drug like cocaine or even Christian itself will keep your mind alert and awake, and you pass tests with that.
Oh, I know. Cocaine actually is kind of similar with me. I'm not giving anyone ideas right now. I don't do drugs anymore. Well, not, I don't do coke anymore. I don't do cocaine anymore. I grew out of that. But it actually has like the opposite effect on me that it has on most people. It's very calming to me. It kind of focuses me the same way Ritalin and Adderall do because I'm so ADD.
Exactly.
I'm on both of those drugs. So it actually has like the opposite effect.
Right.
It doesn't make me hyper and crazy.
Yeah.
No, cocaine, I don't think it makes anyone hyper and crazy. It just keeps you alert, but your mind is awake. You're not going off the walls. You're just alert. And by the way, again, not condoning anyone to do anything.
Cool.
after that, you have to make sure that you don't get sued the next day because, you advise the papers, you know? So
yeah. But you know what? I got to tell you something, and I've thought about this, is that I don't know even one person that has become successful while they have some kind of an addiction, you know?
Look at all the doctors in L.A. Every time you go get under the knife, one of the doctors is doing something.
You think so?
It absolutely.
It is the biggest problem in L.A. with doctors.
It's not just L.A., it's everywhere.
Okay, so doctors. But, you know, you look at a Donald Trump or something, or a Bill Gates. These people do not have addictions, at least not that we know.
They're addicted to... Bill Gates is addicted to his computer. Are you kidding me?
No, he's not.
Everything is about addiction. You cannot be successful unless you're addicted to a certain thing.
There you go.
Sam, you're addicted to your radio station.
Because it saps all your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Addiction is just an extra drive.
Yeah.
There's negative and then positive, so it's all how you look at it.
Yeah, but it's often self-medication, I think, you know. It's, you know, people that are unhappy or whatever. I mean, people have so many things that fuck them up, you know. And you know, sometimes you just find your, you know, your calmness in that, you know, your peace with that, you know. But I think our whole fucking society is all addicted and shit. I mean, we've got so many.
Everybody smoke a joint and just relax.
Yeah. Joints, alcohol, anything. Yeah.
Cigarettes, coffee, tea.
Yeah.
All these freaking addictions. Sex.
There you go.
There you go.
If it's not one, it's another. Yeah. Well, thank you for setting me straight on the drinking, Lisa. I'm, for all my listeners out there, I'm not going to quit drinking this week.
Oh, you're not?
No. Lisa called in to set me straight.
Lisa, why the fuck did you call?
Okay, just to help out, Sam, cut it down a little bit. Instead of a whole box, just do a half a box. See, that's a compromise. There you go.
Lisa, a box is 6.6 bottles of wine.
Whoa.
So that cutting it down to half a box.
You drink a whole box, right? So you get to drink 3 bottles.
You're right. I will cut it down to 3 bottles.
That's a lot of fucking wine. That's a lot of fucking wine, man.
And it's not even good. It's crap.
Really?
Yeah, she said it's crap. It's not that good a wine. But it does the job, right?
It does the job. Gets the job done, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm already plotting having a mimosa at my lunch date today with my friend.
Are you really?
I've got to unwind before I go to school, Sam.
Oh, I see. Excuse me.
I can't be expected to sit through a 3-hour statistics class without having had a little bit of something.
Especially the first day, you're going to be stressed.
I know.
You're worried about what's going on, and it's math.
So I know.
Ease your mind.
I might as well be high and drunk.
No, but she's going to flunk the class if she goes drunk. I'm telling you.
This is
complicated stuff. You have to focus. You have to pay attention.
I will pay attention.
And it's not math. Let me tell you, if it was just math, you'd be lucky. It's not about math at all.
Why are you raining on my parade?
It's probabilities and numbers.
No, but see,
well, the probability of me being drunk is great for the math class.
Yeah. And the probability of her passing is also
high.
Because I got high. Looking at it, you're basically equalizing everyone's drinking limit. Certain people just drink a glass and that's it. The limit, they're already buzzed off that. And some, you know, you can take a sip or drink a couple of beers and you relax. You're not drunk. You're still alert. You're fine. But it's just your nerves unwind.
Yeah.
It all depends on a person's tolerance.
That's and my true. Tolerance is very high.
I'm sure, yeah. By now, your brain is not a virgin anymore.
Oh, I never claimed to be. Never, never, never.
Lisa, have you found a girlfriend yet?
No, not looking, man.
Not yet, huh?
Not looking.
Oh, not looking. Okay, not looking. So you just take care of yourself for now?
Yep.
Cool.
Life is so much funner alone because you basically can do whatever it is you want without the nagging.
Yeah.
Without the, where are you at 2 in the morning? Shit, I'm out. I've been through it when I was 21 and didn't really like it too much, so.
That's what I need to learn how to do. Even Sam was telling me the other day. I mean, I came home from Vegas early, kind of, not really to surprise the Franz, but kind of to surprise the Franz. I mean, I got a fucking noise complaint when I was in Vegas in my apartment.
Really?
From, like, all of my different neighbors that called the landlord. The landlord calls me at 1 in the morning. I'm like, I'm not even
home.
Yes, and I don't want to tell him, like, I'm subletting to my boyfriend, because that's illegal, too.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, you know, I've got a house sitter over there. You know, maybe the house sitter had some people over. I'm sorry. But so anyway, I come home early, and it smells like an animal fucking died in there.
Really?
He's like face first in my bed, like, you know, just being totally gross, naked and sweaty and y'all.
Yeah.
All the huge, like, pile of dishes and, like, flies in the sink. And I just went completely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went so insane that I threw a glass of milk in his face.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, now you know why Lisa chooses girls instead. You know, she does...
Well, no, if I dated a girl at this point, it would be... Well, actually, I wouldn't have, like, the cleanliness issues.
Exactly.
But we would totally have, like, bitch-on-bitch fights.
Really?
Yes, yes. That gets pretty nasty.
Yeah. Sam, don't think that just dating girls makes it all easy. They can be worse.
I can imagine,
sometimes.
Yeah. I can imagine, yeah. I know, because the men just tend to look at the sex part of it, but there's a lot more to it, I know.
I share the same mentality with you.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. There you go.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Yeah, Lisa, well, thanks so much for calling. You take care.
Thank you for setting me straight.
And I know you need to go to bed. You usually go to sleep right after the show, right?
So yep.
So we'll try and glide right through it so you can go to bed.
All right, man.
Thank
sleep
you, Lisa.
Sleep tight, Lisa.
And
all right, nice talking to you guys again.
Yes, and do send me your address, please, so you can have the radio.
Definitely will do.
Thanks.
Or else St. Louis Steve will get it.
Yeah, well, she won it. She deserves it, you know?
I know.
Yeah. Let's take another little break, and we'll be back right after this.
You found the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Michael Phelps product endorsement, take one, action.
Hi, I'm Michael Phelps, and nothing relaxes me after a record-setting performance like the smooth, unfiltered taste of a Lucky Strike cigarette. And remember, kids, smoking makes you look cool, hip, and keeps you thin. So buy a pack of Lucky Strikes today.
And cut.
You're listening to the best morning show on internet radio. It's Sam and Susie in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, so I guess we get stood up by two guests today.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You're fired from booking guests.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay. Well, fuck them. At least we got each other here. We don't have to depend
on
them.
Oh, Sam, you're so precious.
Yes.
Only
so,
you.
We went to the movies finally after so many weeks of not being to the movies, and we saw Dark Knight. Have
you and
seen
your wife.
It yet? Yes.
I did see it. Franz pirated it, and we watched it on his little computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that's right. Well, it's not quite the same as watching it on the big screen with the sound and everything.
What did you think of it?
You know what? It was pretty good, but I got to tell you something. I was dozing off during the wildest chase scene you've ever seen.
Are you kidding me?
No, but it seemed to be going on for too long. And the movie was way too fucking long.
I agree. The movie was really
2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yep.
I was looking at my watch every second. So, which is to say, I guess that I wasn't that interested.
Or you needed to get more sleep.
You think so?
Well, I know. You tell me you get like 3 to 5 hours of sleep a night. And first of all, personally, that's not enough for any human being.
No.
So you need to get more sleep. But yes, I agree. I think I did fall asleep at certain parts of the movie too. I don't know if I had just had too much box wine. But I don't know, and I guess I don't want to say that Heath Ledger's performance wasn't that spectacular. Mm-hmm. I feel badly saying that, you know, since he's not alive to defend himself.
Well, but no, I mean, it's not about defending, you know. I mean, it's about how you were impressed with the movie. I mean, if he was alive, it'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he doesn't need... I mean, the point is that I think you can be honest about his acting in the movie.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was great, you know.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I thought it was cool. Nothing like they made it out to be, that's for sure.
I think the hype that everyone built it up is just what kind of like disappointed me. I was expecting something to be so spectacular and just kind of like mind-blowing.
Yeah. But yeah, I just didn't think the movie was as good as I was led to think.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually saw the movie Quicksilver over the weekend. Some stupid 80s.
I'm trying to remember that movie.
It's a stupid 80s bicycle movie with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, okay.
Is it Kevin Bacon? Yeah, with Kevin Bacon. Oh my God, it was so awful. I do not recommend that to anyone out there. It was so cheesy. I had a friend who actually signed me up for the Netflix because I totally have not seen any movies that are out there that I should have seen.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ones that was on my list as something that I had to see.
Yeah.
Definitely don't agree that that was something worth wasting my time on.
No, huh?
Yeah.
Quicksilver.
Nope. Back to the 80s. I mean, the TV.
Was that the name of his bike or something?
I don't know. You know what? Actually, I had too much wine during that movie, too, because I was bored to tears.
Yeah.
I don't know where that movie or where it got the name from. But yeah, it's got the cheesy 80s like synthesizer like going through the whole background. Oy, oy, oy. But so that was your first time going to a movie in a long time?
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the... Oh, before that, I saw Sex and the City. That was
you
the last
did
movie.
Not. Yeah. Oh, your wife got
I
you
was
to go to
dragged,
that.
I was dragged to it. I had to leave in the middle.
You left
I
in the just, middle.
I could not take it anymore.
Oh no, I haven't even seen that one.
No, and you like Sex and the City?
I do. I do. You know what? It's not something I never really got all caught up in the craze of it.
Yeah.
But if I was ever having like a down day, and you know, I don't know, I would pop on a Sex and the City DVD that like a girlfriend would leave over at the house, and I can get into it for a day or so.
Yeah.
But I was never really. I don't know, one of the crazed people that followed it.
But you said you like soap operas, right?
Oh my God, yes, yes.
How many do you watch?
Well, I only watch The Young and the Restless.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been watching it since I was in the womb, though.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one's been around for a long time.
For over 26 years now at this point.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, obviously.
Yes.
If you saw it all your life.
I know.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I remember it from... Yeah, late 70s or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been running for a while. And then there's some other shows like Guiding Light and them. I mean, they probably have been around for 50 years or something.
Actually, one of the guys from The Young and the Restless came in for 50 years, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's way too long.
Is it?
I don't know. They keep some of the storylines going forever, and then they go back to them. And I don't know. It's just kind of ridiculous the way soap operas work. Yeah. But needless to say, I'm still sucked into mine. I follow it like
it's
blindly,
a woman thing.
Blindly like a sheep.
Yeah.
You know, just with the rest of the flock watching that fucking stupid thing. Yeah. Such a waste of time, and it's mind rot. I swear it is, but I love it.
Yeah.
And it's just like mindless me time when I can just sit on the couch and like zen out and watch my soap opera.
Yeah. That's cool.
Do you have any shows that you do that to?
No, not really.
Really?
No.
You have no vices.
I do. I just don't let you on. And, yeah, but no, that's not true. I can't get into TV that much, you know. I used to love The X-Files. I'd watch it with my daughter all the time.
Yeah, those were pretty good.
Yeah, X-Files were good.
Are you a Vralian?
What is? Not quite. No. And what else? There were a couple good shows, but for the most part, I can't get into those series and stuff. You know, I liked Lost. Okay.
I only watched one or two of those, and I can't stand it.
Really?
I really was not into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should give it a second chance.
Yeah, it's a great show. Did you see it from the beginning?
I saw like the first two.
Oh.
And I don't know. Yeah. I just really didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm one of the only
people
out
like
there.
Yeah, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
But did you ever see Curb Your Enthusiasm? That's the one I was trying to get you to see.
No.
About Larry David.
Right. I've never seen it.
Fucking hysterical.
Really?
You really have to watch. I mean, he's like a neurotic Jewish guy who's just kind of in L.A. and like all these bad things like just keep happening to him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're things that he kind of like creates. But the disastrous situations that ensue are hysterical.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So what is it? Like a sitcom or something?
Yeah, it's a sitcom on HBO.
Oh.
So definitely have to check that one out. Promise me.
Yeah.
Promise
well,
me.
I'm telling you, I got rid of HBO and Showtime and all that because we weren't watching them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I completely actually, after I got the noise complaint from my landlord this weekend, I called the cable company and I turned off the internet and the cable. I was like, take that, Franz. I'll fucking show you. I'm not going to let you sit at home and watch TV and use my internet. And so then I came home and I had no TV and no internet. And yeah. I was like, shit, this affects me too. I'm like, damn it. My trick or my plan was foiled.
Yeah.
That's what
you
I get
have
for
a love-hate relationship
I
with
know,
him.
I know. I can't
yeah,
help it.
I wonder
it.
Why. Yeah. Oh, well, because you like some parts of him, but not everything.
Yes, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I take the good with the bad, but...
Yeah, I mean, everybody's like that.
Really?
Know? Yeah, I mean...
Are you like that with your wife?
Are you always going to have... Well, I'm sure there's things she doesn't like about me. I mean, in fact, I know that
like
she...
Like your hairy stomach, she wants it waxed?
No, she doesn't care about that.
I thought you said the other day she did.
Yeah, well, she wants to trim it. Yeah, she thinks it's... what the fuck do I care about my chest hair, man? Nobody sees it,
It's
you know?
Your stomach hair.
Yeah.
It keeps you warm.
Yeah. I need to start working out again. I really do.
Well?
But I'm too lazy.
Well, then you gotta, quit the smoking.
No, then you gotta live with it, right?
Yes. You look pretty good, so I don't really think you need to that much.
Thanks, yeah. No, but...
that was a really enthusiastic
yeah, it's
thanks.
The abs. Yeah.
Thanks. Well, thanks, Susie.
Because I don't think you mean it, but no.
I wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it.
I know.
Have you known me to sugarcoat anything?
Yeah.
Not too much.
No. But... So what else?
I don't know. What else is going on in the world today?
Well, what's going on in the world is the Democratic Convention is starting.
In Denver.
Yes, starting today. And so we can expect a lot of friggin' politics.
Do you know, I was a military police officer for the Democratic National Convention the last time.
Oh, really?
Yep, in Boston.
Wow, that's cool.
I was stationed at the Coast Guard station down there. And I got really pissed off because, you know, I'm in my uniform, my BDUs and everything, and I've got my nightstick, and I've got my mace, and I've got my gun, my cute little gun, and they're like, it's not your fucking cute little gun, Raleigh, it's your weapon! I'm like, it's still my cute little gun. But the only real duty I had to do, aside from, like, the 12-hour night shift of, like, making sure everyone was safe, yada, yada, yada,
yeah.
I had to go tell this official-looking car, like a Lincoln Town car, that they couldn't move, or that they had to move, that no one was allowed to park in this area. And so I walk up and I knock on the driver window and I was like, excuse me, sir. I was like, you know, you can't be parked right here. And the guy rolls the window down all the way and he looks me up and down and he bursts out laughing. And
wow.
I was like, excuse me. I was like, sir, I said you can't be here, like with my hand on my gun. And he's like, what are you going to do about it, little girl? He's like, oh, what, are you going to shoot me? I was like, fuck you, dude. I've got a gun. I've got a nightstick. I've got mace. Like, you don't know what I could do to you right now. But like, he literally like made me go crying back to like my platoon sergeant. I was like, sergeant, he's not listening to me. He doesn't take me seriously. So then they had to send a man over there. I really, like the feminist in me was just like all riled up.
Really?
I could not believe that. God. Oh, that DNC was such a waste of time, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
It was such a waste of time and money. And I don't know. I think they're kind of ridiculous
yeah.
the way the politics are run these days.
Yeah, well, it's obviously not that interesting. I don't think I'm going to be really involved with these conventions.
No, definitely not.
So let's just get it over with. We already know Obama is going to win.
You really think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, I guess it's not that clear cut because, these conservatives always, ruin it for us.
Something, I actually voted for Bush.
You did?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Can you believe that?
We'll just say you were too young to know.
I know. I get a lot of shit from a lot of people when I tell them that these days. Like, Franz, I can't believe that. He never lets me live that one down.
Yeah.
I don't know. My family's very conservative and Republican, and so I've always kind of just gone with them, and I've never really paid much attention.
Yeah.
And so I always kind of, like, blindly voted. But
so you turned 18, and you could vote right away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
I know, so that was pretty bad. But now I've learned my lesson, and yeah. I don't know.
No more Republicans, right?
No. I was in the military at the time, too, and a lot of the people in the military, last election, you know, just become very pro-Bush.
Right.
They really were pro-government, and they like being at war, a lot of the people that I was in the service with.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They don't know what else to do when they're not at war.
Really?
They come back to civilian life, and they're completely just fucked up, and they're like, well, we don't know what to do. Like, we're trained to go to war. We want to be back there again.
Yeah.
And I was like, not me. You guys are crazy.
I know. Remember, that's that guest we had that time.
Yep.
That's one of the things they want to do is to help them get jobs and stuff, you know?
I know, because it does become back. Very difficult.
Yeah.
But no one. Then again, no one ever wants to hire you if you're coming back, and then you might be deployed again at any second.
That's true.
Which is completely illegal, but you know it happens anyway.
Yeah. What do you mean it's illegal? Illegal to do what?
Well, it's illegal to not hire someone.
I see.
Just because you know they're in like the National Guard, or because they're in some form of military service.
Oh.
But so a lot of places don't want to hire you because they know they might lose you like very quickly.
Wow.
You can get redeployed. Hmm.
Yeah. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hey, it's TJ.
Hi, TJ.
Oh my God, what a surprise.
TJ from New York.
Yeah, am I calling in the middle of a guest or anything?
No.
Excellent. I just wanted to give you a report from back east, say hey to everybody, and tell you I missed you guys and everything.
Yeah, aww. So you're in New York City, right?
I'm out on Long Island. I'm in the resort area of Montauk, Long Island, just in the town of East Hampton.
Oh, Montauk's lovely. I love it out there. I got my first Betsy Johnson dress there.
Your first
What did you get your first of?
It's a designer dress. Never mind. You wouldn't understand.
A Betsy Johnson, yeah.
It was for a bar mitzvah.
Oh, your first Betsy Johnson. Okay, no, I know Betsy Johnson.
Yes. Oh, that's a great area. You must be having so much fun.
I am having an awesome time in Montauk, man. I haven't been near a computer since, like, last Monday, or since, like, last Tuesday. Since I left the studio last week, I haven't been near a computer.
Good
My
for you.
My phone's been off. It's been great.
Wow. I wish I could do that. Wow.
Yeah. The ocean's been... I've been real proud of myself, too. I haven't been in the ocean in about 20 years. I actually went in the ocean.
Really?
That's right. You were telling me you were freaking out on me the other day because I was going surfing, and you told me I was going to be paralyzed.
Yeah, that whole thing. You're still walking around?
Still walking around. Everything's good. I'm doing well.
She's fine. She's here and she's fine.
My boobs are sunburned, though, because you missed our topless march, TJ.
Yeah. TJ, would you have come
did
to
you
it?
Do it?
What? Jewish?
No, did you do it? Did you do the topless march?
Yes, I did the topless march.
Yeah, she went.
Aw, man.
Yeah. As did Sam and his son, but don't worry, there are plenty of pictures on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are. I'm pretty confident that I know exactly what your boobs look like. I think I have an idea.
Yeah. Really? Maybe it's because of the sheer shirts I wear.
Yeah. Because she doesn't try to hide them too much.
I can pretty much guess what boobs in India.
Yeah. Well, you could check them out on SusieRowley.com when you do get by a computer next time.
Yeah, Susie's got her own site now.
This will probably accelerate me getting to a computer.
How's the wife doing, TJ?
The wife is doing great. She's showing even more. She's gotten bigger since we've been out here.
She's really pregnant?
She's pregnant. They've worked on that for a long time.
Oh, my gosh, congratulations. I didn't know you were having a baby.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Yeah. We're about to...
Hopefully it's
now.
Just like her and nothing like you.
Yes, I know. No, my wife is absolutely gorgeous. No, really, for sure, yes, that would be... yes. But I was a very cute baby, actually. I was a very... Very cute baby. I was adorable. So
really,
we're pretty safe. We're pretty safe, and I'm very, very self-effacing. And for me to say I was cute, that takes a lot.
That's true. That's a big revelation, TJ.
Oh, that's too funny.
So, So what have you two been up to? Everything good? Everything okay? How's LA Talk Radio doing?
We marched topless, of course, on Saturday.
And Sam brought his son, who was absolutely hysterical.
Yeah. And we were all walking around. And then we got pasties for the guys, too, you know, to sort of identify with the women. So
that's so funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, you would have had fun there, although I don't think you would have come.
It turned into more of like a, just like a sex fest, and guys were just kind of like leering, and you know, the lecherous old creepy men were coming out with their cameras, and everyone's like,
yeah,
oh, can I get a
salivating
picture, please? And then I see the camera, like it starts off pointing at my face, and then the next thing you know, right before they click, it's just like directly centered on my breast.
Right.
And I was like, okay,
yeah,
fuckers, thank
well,
you very much.
Well, that's what it was about, you know?
Yeah.
True, it was the topless march. I mean, you know, you can't feign indignance at...
I know. I could only hope, though. I actually had an interview on the Playboy Sirius radio station with Andrea Lowell, and Sam went back and looked at the interview and said that we kick ass so much more than they did. So yeah. I was really happy to hear that.
I didn't look at the interview.
Awesome.
I looked at their show.
Oh my God, you sound like you're from Long Island. Oh my God.
I'm out here.
DJ, can I get a cup of coffee?
So we're going to be watching the Democratic Convention tonight? We're going to be paying attention to that?
No, probably
not, but I'm sure you will, so you'll have material.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be watching Michelle Obama give her speech and try to make everybody believe that she actually has been proud of her country the whole time.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, no.
And so he's a McCain man, but I don't know. I think you Republicans got... did not get a great candidate this time. I mean, I love John McCain, but I don't think he'll be a good president, you know?
No, I don't think he'd be an awesome president either. He's not my kind of Republican. He's not my kind of conservative at all. I think he's an apologist. I think he is I don't like him on immigration. I think he's going to be too soft on the illegal aliens.
Oops, sorry,
and
about
that. Yes, he's the lesser of two evils right now, and I think Obama signed his own death wish with Biden. I think this is...
You think so?
One of the... Oh, God. I think this is tough for him.
Wait, how do you think he signed his own death wish?
With Biden.
Oh.
Yeah.
Again?
Oh, I didn't hear what you'd said, but with his running mate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think his own words are going to kill him. I think he's got a big, big mouth. And it's going to be tough and it's just not very exciting. It's not a very exciting pick.
We have a serious emergency on our hands.
Yeah.
You just love all your little toys.
I just wanted to check in and say hey and tell you I love you and I miss you, and I'm looking forward to getting back in about 10 days or so, and I will check in again later this week.
10 days? I thought you were coming back this week, man. We can't run the station without you. You must know that.
I know you can't. I know. Yeah. I know you can't. But then I'll be back on the 3rd. I got to go to the doctor and get my stomach examined. I'm going in for a scope on Tuesday. So
ew, why?
Monday. I got to go for an endoscopy. I don't want to talk about it on vacation.
Yuck, that sounds gross.
The next few days. Yeah. So no, Memorial Day. I'm sure we're not. Memorial Day is the day, and then Tuesday I go in for a scope. I don't want to do it, and then. Wednesday the 3rd is my first day back.
Okay, so we'll tune back to TJ around December or so. He'll be back.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody just keep waiting.
Yeah.
Well, TJ, thank you for calling. We miss you too.
Of course. Yes, I miss you guys a lot, and I will check in with you guys off the air later in the week.
Sounds good, man. Take care, TJ, and enjoy your vacation.
Bye.
And love
to
the wife. Bye. That's TJ McCormick, and of course he's not going to be on live today or tomorrow or the next day.
But
he's
September 3rd he'll be back.
Yeah. But he deserves a vacation. I mean, it's...
He works hard and talks a lot.
Yes. Yes. Talking nonstop for 6 months now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
So why don't you go ahead and plug your new website so people can go and check it out.
Sam actually was so kind, and as a present for our first show, he actually bought me SusieRaleigh.com. So why are you laughing?
Yeah, like a big deal.
It is. I think that was the sweetest thing anyone's ever done. That was
really?
So sweet.
Sure. Well, great.
So anyway, it's at www.suzy, S-U-Z-Y, Raleigh, R-A-L-E-I-G-H.com. And actually, I have a very dear friend of mine that's been working on the website for me, and because I'm completely computer illiterate. And yeah, so I've had a friend that's been putting everything up there for me. And if you want to see a picture of Susie topless with my beer caps,
yes,
covering
if
my
you
nipples,
go in, you'll be greeted.
You'll be greeted
by topless Susie right there.
Yes, yes. And, so go and check it out.
Yeah, don't miss that.
It was so funny because I sent the family that I nanny for a text message yesterday when I was driving, or 2 days ago, when I was driving furiously home from Vegas. I was like, guess what? Your nanny's about to go march topless in Vegas. I'm like, how do you like me now? They're like, oh my God. They're like, yeah, we're going to SeaWorld. they're like, have fun with that. I'm like, oh, I will. I wonder what they must really think of that, though.
I don't know, Susie, but I think they know who they're dealing with at this point.
Yes, yes, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I wonder if they would have hired me had they known, like, all the crazy things that I really would have done, or that I do anyway. Oh, well.
Probably not.
I think they might have. Yeah. I think they want someone that's going to expose their kids to the crazier side of the world and not keep them as sheltered and conservative. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. Wouldn't you want someone who would expose your kids to all different sorts of walks of life?
I suppose I would, yeah. But not somebody crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy.
I'm kidding.
Not completely crazy.
I'm kidding. This water is so terrible again.
Oh, will you stop complaining?
I think the bad taste is in the glass.
Maybe it's in your mouth.
It's not. I'm telling you, it's got like you know what? It tastes like soap. That's what it fucking tastes like. I think the dishwasher doesn't wash it very well.
Hmm.
And then we come here, you drink water, and it tastes like fucking soap. I'm about to throw up.
It doesn't take much to make you want to puke, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You're very sensitive to, like, all kinds of things. It's kind of funny.
I am, but, you know, I don't puke a lot. I just say that, you know.
Throw up in your mouth.
There's
a
lot of things that gross me out, but I don't puke.
Well, that's good.
As a habit, yeah. I can't remember the last time I had to throw up. Wow.
Oh, man, the last time I threw up was on my birthday in Colorado with Janique. Oh, we were supposed to go skydiving, and we had to postpone it today because I couldn't stop puking.
Really?
I don't know what it is, but when I go to visit her in Colorado, I puke, like, twice a year, and it's every time I visit her.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's the mile high deal there?
It definitely could be something to do with the altitude, because that definitely, it didn't used to affect me when I was younger, but it does nowadays.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy. Have you ever had that problem with altitude?
No.
Really?
No.
When was the last time
you were
at
a mile high?
Well,
but I never really lived in
and it's also that high. And it's also the drinking when you're at that altitude. You're supposed to have
really?
Yes. Usually you'll have like one beer if you're up at that altitude, and you'll be wasted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I usually don't really change my drinking habits, so I guess that could have something to do with it.
Probably.
Yes, yes. Minor details.
All right. Well, we're almost at the end. Announce a couple of things. I can't even remember all the things I wanted to announce. But most immediately is going to be Alan Cardoza coming up next.
Okay.
And he's going to bring a couple of teenagers here. He's got the show Answers for the Family. And he's going to bring a couple of teenagers to get their perspective
on
how
sweet.
Things happen. Yeah, because he's really involved with teens. I really admire him. You know, I mean, they go and they find missing teens and kidnapped ones. You know, some get abducted by their parents. Run away and shit, so they have to recover them.
When I was driving back from Vegas, I actually saw one of the things on those those big flashing screens that they put up that a child was abducted.
Yes,
and they were
yes.
looking for like a dark blue Lincoln Town Car, and they gave the license plate. I mean, that's really great the way our society is set up to actually get that information out there so quickly.
Yeah, and people have been caught like this, you know, by just people that saw the signs and stuff.
I know.
More than once, yeah.
Sometimes I do wonder, though. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it could be like a fucked up family situation, and it could just be like a father who was denied visitation rights who wanted to spend some time with his son.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And so you always think the worst when you see the word, like, abducted.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's often the parents.
Yeah. I know. It is often the parents.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that should be an interesting show.
That would be interesting, yeah. And, of course, remember that TJ is not going to be in, but we're going to put some best of that if you miss his voice and his show, you'll get more than you fill. And the Damage Report at 2 o'clock, always a great show. And then the rest of the shows you can check on our website. Susie, good luck to you with
Thank
school.
Thank you. I'm
Did you
scared.
Get to your textbooks already?
No.
Everything? No, not yet.
I don't even have a pencil for class. I'm completely unprepared.
When was the last time you went to school? Last semester?
Last semester, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And how long do you have left?
Well, technically another year right now at SMC, and then another 2 years at UCLA, which will officially...
That's if you go full-time. Right?
No, that's part-time. I figured it out part-time for this year and then full-time for the next 2 years.
Yeah. That's what I meant, full-time for the next 2 years.
After this year.
Yeah.
And then I will have officially been an undergraduate for 10 years. Oh, well.
Yeah. You better find yourself a sugar daddy to put you through school, because you're not going to be able to work when you go to school full-time. It's hard.
I've been working full-time for school, or through school. Actually, I was in school full-time for 2 years, and I was working full-time.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I had two jobs. And
where do you have time to study? Because you have to study so much outside the classroom.
Well, I used to study at the bar. I would actually make flashcards, because that's kind of how I learn, and I would hand out flashcards to all of my drunken customers, and I wouldn't let them have another drink until I got the question right.
That's cool.
And then I would hand out my math questions to all the people, you know, because they're all really smart, educated people back east. Well, not that they're not here, but I don't know. And so I would have it be like a whole family affair at the bar to get my homework done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I told you I would study at the bar, so I don't know. I find my way.
Well, good for you. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and bring some good grades, or you're not going to get your allowance.
Oh, well, then I will bring my straight A's.
Yes,
I'll be a good girl.
And. Yeah, and maybe you should actually start taking some broadcasting classes and shit.
What, are you saying I need help?
No. I'm just saying if you want to be involved in this.
No, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I should look into that, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I just say things. You are an idiot! Okay, and on that note, Susie.
We will see you tomorrow.
Yes, and have a great day, everyone. And we'll be right back, right here, same time, same place. We'll be right back.